Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Number three, five keys. The third key, I'm getting to number five, is the key of inner seriousness. The key of inner seriousness. The key of inner seriousness. This is very important in practicing kingdom authority over enemy situations, over demon-backed situations. Okay? What inner seriousness means is that you should let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. In other words, you must mean what you say and say what you mean. Don't go against enemy situations and not mean what you say. You have defeated yourself. The situations, they will not budge. You see, because the key that makes them give in is that you are serious. You are serious. When the devil knows that you are serious, he'll back off. But when he sees that you are not serious, he will not mind you. Although you have cast out the devil, or you have gone against that undesirable situation in your body, you have gone against that situation in society, or in the church, if the enemy sees that you are not serious, forget it. In fact, if you are not serious about it, don't try, because you will give signals to the situation that you are not serious. And do you know what the situation will do? Do you know what it will do? It will strengthen itself more. It's like you are trying to overthrow a bad situation, you know, a demon induced or bad circumstance in your marriage, and you are not serious about what you want to accomplish. So you speak all the same, but the devil sees that you are not serious. You don't mean what you are saying. What it will do is that it will strengthen its stakes, it will deepen its stakes, so that it is not overthrown, because he sees that you want to try to overcome that situation in your body, in your workplace, but you are not very serious. Don't try if you are not serious. That is why Jesus Christ, in his very first sermon, he said — we don't have time for me to build the context for you — but he said that you should let your yes be yes and your no be no. Because any other thing that comes beyond your being serious is from the evil one, or is from evil. In other words, we must be very serious people. If you are going against a situation in exercising kingdom authority, you don't mind if the thing is there or it's not there. You don't mind. Don't go against it. Only go when you want to move it. You are serious that enough is enough. This thing must end in my body. Enough is enough. This thing must end in my workplace. It must end in my marriage. It must end in Ghana. You must be serious. If you think, oh, if it doesn't go, it doesn't matter, and you go like that, it will not go. Because the devil will sense that you are not serious. And believe me, he's a better psychologist. He knows human behavior. He has studied humans, and he knows how to handle us more than we think. Okay? So, the key of inner seriousness means that we must be serious inside. The devil is a negotiator. Please write it down. Never forget. He is a negotiator. And always when you take a stance against him, he will try to negotiate you out of your stance. He will try to give you other alternatives that if you have this alternative, wouldn't you like it? Wouldn't you like it? He will try to paint other pictures, options before you. But you must be serious about the option that you want and go for it. Because if you fall for the other options, then he doesn't have to leave the situation you want to control. You want to exercise kingdom authority over. Jesus said to Peter, that Peter, you have seen me. You have seen the king of the kingdom. Now you need the keys of the kingdom so that with Jesus, the way Jesus Christ did it, is the way that we have to do it. We can't circumvent him. Hallelujah. He goes seriously to a situation. He handles the situation and he comes out of the situation. That is why we have to hold our stance. He will always try, the devil will always try to negotiate a stance that you take against him and against his works. You know? And this one, it takes time. That is why our battle, our struggle against the devil is not a boxing that you can give a knockout and period. It's a wrestling. So there is a negotiation. You know, it is not enough for you to hold the devil and say, I've cornered the devil. He will try to wriggle his way out of that corner you have put him and give you some alternatives. And if you are not serious, you fall for his options, then he remains in that situation. He will not give in to the circumstance you want to change. But if the evil spirit sense that you are still serious about your stance in prayer, although they may try to delay obedience in order to work on your will, they will give up and they will obey you. Hallelujah. Good. Number four. The fourth key I want to share with you in exercising kingdom authority, in praying kingdom prayers, exercising prayer in the kingdom arrangement that Jesus Christ walked in, that he has put us in to function in, is the key of letting your servant work. The key of letting your servant work. You know, every person of authority has got people under him. And these people must be allowed to work. If you have authority and you do everything yourself, you are making a mockery of authority. Then you don't know what authority is. Anybody who has got authority must allow his servants to work. Hallelujah. That is important. But sometimes we do not allow our servants to work. How can it be that we are people of authority, we claim we are kings and priests, and we do not let our servants work for us? Ladies and gentlemen, our servants are the angels of God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 1, and then verse 14. Speaking about angels, verse 13 says, but to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? And please underline for those. For those who will inherit salvation. Underline inherit. Inherit soteria. Salvation is inherited. You don't work yourself. You let some other people work and then you inherit it. Who are the people who should work? Your servants. Who are your servants? Angels. Hallelujah. He said to Jesus, sit at my right hand. Alright? Because I'm going to let your angels, my angels, work for you. Because we have to inherit salvation. Any breakthrough that you work on your own, and believe me, you can work breakthroughs on your own. Breakthroughs that you work on your own, they are not proper breakthroughs. They will not last. Breakthroughs that you work on your own, human beings can undo those breakthroughs easily. You struggle to make it on your own, to be promoted on your own, to get a certain image on your own. Human beings can undo it. But if you let God build your name, build your image, build, give you a position, no human being can undo it. That is why people of authority who have keys, who are in charge, who are in control, must allow their servants to work. Let me put it this way. If you get a breakthrough and you are full of yourself and how you worked to get it, start to be afraid. Because believe me, Jesus is not in it. You are in it. You are the one who did it. But if you get a breakthrough and you see that there is a mismatch in your efforts and the breakthrough that you got, that you did something small, be insignificant, and the thing came boom like that, there you know that the hand of the Lord, some servants, angels, strengthen your hands to get it accomplished. There is nothing that Jesus Christ does for you that he doesn't set you aside and he doesn't do it in such a way that at the end of it, getting the breakthrough, you don't struggle with giving the glory to God. You don't struggle with it. If you give the glory to yourself, or you have the propensity to see what you did, hey, the way I fasted, hey, my prayers all night, and those things. If those are the things that you can point your fingers at, then you got it in your own way. Your own works are showing. Hallelujah. But if it is that which is accomplished by the kingdom of God, then you see that a different hand. As if the thing, God used you. I'm not saying that you don't have a part in doing it all, but your part is totally insignificant. It doesn't tempt you at all. That's good. If you get it that way, all the better. That one you can go to sleep. No enemy can overthrow that one. In fact, that one you can die and go to heaven. Your children can be around. No enemy can undo whatever, whether it's success you bequeathed to your children, money you bequeathed to your children, whatever. No enemy can overthrow it. It won't happen that, oh, when he died, all his assets, look at the way it is. Look at the way it is. And he doesn't inspire some people. You know, he doesn't inspire some people. They say that, well, all these things, why are you taking it to? Shame on you if you talk like that. Because you don't understand the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's not about you. Neither is it about your relatives. It is about society. And what you bequeath to society that has your name on it. That because of so and so, we have this. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Especially in this part of the world. In this part of the world. Hey! I got something from somebody. Somebody sent me a WhatsApp. And when I read it, he said that if you do everything for your children, what will your children do for themselves? dying. When I read it, I say, hey, my God, help us. Because we are even contradicting the Bible by our so-called wisdom. If you do everything for your children, what will they do for themselves? They don't have to do anything for themselves. They have to do everything for other people.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You see, we must grow from this human philosophy that flows. I don't have time for WhatsApp. I don't have time for those things. You know why? Because personally, I have very little time. I need to focus on what I do. Otherwise, I can run into trouble that you will not be happy to hear that I'm in that kind of trouble. You know, I have to be sharp. My mind must be there. You know, I must follow what is happening. Everything, I must follow it well, with consciousness, and not do something maybe. No, because if I don't see it, it's very serious. You see the thing? So naturally, I don't have time for that. Except when I took a little leave. And then I used to greet some of these. I said, ah, is that what people are doing on their WhatsApp? Oh yeah, because I can tell you another wisdom that I saw over there, you know, on some of these common platforms some of you are on. I said, why? So all these things we've been teaching is not going down or what? How can we talk like that? When the Bible wants us to take care of our children and our children's children, and if we cannot provide for our own and even for our relatives, we are worse than unbelievers. How can we look at that and say that, I mean, you don't have to take care of your children if you do everything for them. What would they do for themselves? Why should we? I shouldn't have done anything for myself in the first place. Do you know why? Because back there in the Garden of Eden, God did it all. And He created us just to see what He has done and give Him the glory. Hallelujah. Wow. And when Adam and Eve got children, do you know what happened? That was after the fall. They begin to make provisions for their children. I say, what kind of wisdom are we imbibing in this part of the world? It's not helping the African society. Hallelujah. So we need to. I've decided that I won't go and waste my time on these WhatsApp things and all that. I'll go to Proverbs. Do you know Proverbs? If you want wisdom, take one proverb a day. Your life will be better. To tell you about what you must provide for your children and your children's children. And believe God for it. Believe God for it. Yeah, don't say that God give, God take, and all those kind of wisdom. I saw one too like that. That God gives and then God would take. No, they were saying something like God has taken somebody who has died. Somebody who has died. It's God who took him and all that. How can God take a corpse? God doesn't take corpse. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, in the Bible, there is something we call the law of first occurrence. When it happens the first time, it tells us God's ideal for situations. The first time God ever took anybody, He didn't take them dead. He took him alive. He is called Enoch. The Bible says he walked with God and was not, for God took him. When somebody dies, it's not God who takes. If God wants to take Mama, if God wants to take me, he doesn't have to, I don't have to die. He's so powerful. Sarah, isn't that true? He's so powerful. If he wants to take me, he will take me alive. He doesn't have to let some sickness come and the sickness die, and then we say that God took him. No. God doesn't take like that. Pastor, what about Jesus? God didn't take Jesus. Jesus himself gave up his spirit. He gave up his spirit. And he gave up his spirit before he bowed his head. Read the book of John. It gives you a vivid account of how Jesus died. Because John, of all the 12 apostles, he was closest. In fact, so close to the cross that Jesus, although he had bled so much, managed to speak to him that behold your mother and behold your... John was very close. He is the only person who heard of all the gospel, who heard it is finished. He is the only person who recorded that Jesus said, Tetelestai, it is finished. Wow. And John says that when he gave up the spirit, he bowed his head. Do you know how people die? They bow the head. And then they give up their spirit. It's powerful. So, I'm talking to you about the key of letting your servants work. We must be people of authority. Hallelujah. Finally, very closely related with this. Number five, the fifth key of exercising kingdom authority is the key of resting in the Lord. The key of resting in the Lord. The key of resting in the Lord. If you have to be a person of authority in this world, you must learn to rest in the Lord. Look at the book of Psalm 110. Psalm 110. Why do you have to rest in the Lord? Because the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. So you don't have to go to any war at your own charges. You don't have to go and fight in this life at your own charges. Let somebody pay the charge. Jesus has already paid the charges for our victory in this world. So don't charge yourself with something that has been charged to Jesus. Look at the book of Psalm 110. What does it say? The Lord, talking about God, said to my Lord, the second Lord is Jesus, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. All right? And he said on that he should rule in the midst of his enemies. Rule in the midst of his enemies. But what is his first position? He said that he should sit down until he makes the enemies the footstool. This is wonderful. Because the scriptures tells us over there that it is God who makes our enemies our footstool. And we just have to sit down. Wow. Humans like to do the opposite. Do you know what we like to do? As long as the enemies are there, we will not sit down. Sarah, will you sit down when your enemies when your enemies are started up? Mr. T, that's not the way the fallen human being. He said, no, Pastor, if I'm quiet, these people, they will pass on top of me. Isn't that true? Yeah. We feel like, no, Pastor, if they speak, me too, I have to speak. Word for word. And then they speak. And then you also speak, and then they speak. They are controlling you. Can't you see they are controlling you? Can't you see you are not in charge? That they are detecting the battle. Can't you see that the devil, he just let people provoke you, and then you are just responding. Don't respond. Leave the Bible. Don't respond to people. Hallelujah. Because then you are not in charge. Then you don't have the keys of the kingdom. Then you are not in control. The person who is in control, even when the enemies are standing up, he sits down. And that one is like, God, it's abnormal. Because all the enemies are up. Why should I sit down? Let me overcome them. When they overcome, then I can sit down. But God says that, look, the enemies are standing, but you sit down until I make the enemies your footstool. It means that they are not your footstool. They are standing up eyeball to eyeball to you. And he says that, no, don't take that stance. You sit down. You are a person of authority. If you have to rule in this world, you must learn to rest in the Lord. Pastor, what does it mean to rest in the Lord? It means to relax and wait for his specific directions. Resting in the Lord doesn't mean that we don't go to work, we don't pray, we don't do worship, we don't read our Bible, because Jesus has done everything and you are resting in the Lord. Please look at the people who are teaching you rest in the Lord and see whether they don't go to work. See whether they don't pray. See whether they don't read their Bible. See whether they don't live a holy life. And don't confuse yourself. Don't let the devil deceive you. Do you understand that? Yeah. When they say rest in the Lord, I haven't rested today. I feel very tired. In fact, I wish I could put my back on the bed small before I can come and teach you. Again, the traffic was heavy. Hey, when I was even dodging. Heavy. I said, my God. You know, resting doesn't mean that you don't do anything. It means that you do directed things. It is not inactivity, it is directed activity. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord. Sit down. When I make the enemies your footstool, then you can stand up. But until when the enemies are standing up, you sit down. And don't let their standing up make you also stand up. Stand up only when the Lord says stand up. Hallelujah. Wonderful. So when you are sitting down, what happens to you? You think about what has been done for you already. And as you think about all the things Jesus has done for you already, an inspiration will come to you. A light and a Urim is going to come to you. And then you act on that. When you act on that, all other situations which are standing up, you see that they all fall. This is what I mean when I say that you take a small action and then the results cannot match the action. The result is so stupendous compared to the action that you took, because it's a strategic thing. God is so strategic. It's like playing snookers. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.